Thanks for tuning into the Goop podcast, made possible by our friends at Lima. At Goop, we get asked all the time what the beauty insider secrets are and how to get glowing next level skin. So let us introduce you to a recent obsession, the Lima Laser, a powerful at-home beauty device which won Time Magazine's Best Inventions of 2023 award. This FDA-cleared laser was designed to significantly reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles, tighten skin, and brighten the complexion in weeks. Head to goop.com to shop the Lima Laser now and get the skin you've always dreamed of.
When you are pioneering anything or introducing new ideas to the culture,
you get criticized.
You do?
Yeah. Did you hear about that?
I didn't find the one. I found someone I respected and we made it the one.
In a sort of longing kind of view of love, people understand each other as if by magic.
Nothing in itself is addictive on the one hand. On the other hand, everything could be addictive if there's an emptiness in that person that needs to be filled.
I now know that nobody changes until they change their energy. And when you change your energy, you change your life.
I'm Gwyneth Paltrow. This is the Goop Podcast, bringing together thought leaders, culture changers, creatives, founders and CEOs, scientists, doctors, healers and seekers, here to start conversations. Because simply asking questions and listening has the power to change the way we see the world. Here we go.
I've been a Spice Girl fan since the very beginning, which is partly why I was excited to sit down with Victoria Beckham today. But I was even more excited to have the opportunity to hear about who she is now and what her life is like today as a massively successful business person. I asked Victoria about her business transformation into fashion and beauty and what it was like to pivot from one career into another. We also talked about perfectionism and what drives Victoria as the creative mind behind her companies. Of course, we also ended up talking about so much more: our families, the formula for a long marriage, turning 50, and our favorite Spice Girls song. So let's cut right to my chat with Victoria Beckham.
Hey!
Hi!
How are you?
You look beautiful.
Thank you. So do you.
Oh, God. I should have, now I see you're all glam. I mean, I should have worn makeup or something.
No, we just finished an event and I just got in from London. It's so good to be in New York. It's gorgeous weather.
Good.
So nice.
That's so great. I have so many questions to ask you. Thank you so much for joining me on the Goop podcast. This is such an honor and so much fun. I've been a mega Spice Girl fan since the very beginning. So, you know, I've loved you for a long time, Victoria Beckham.
Well, thank you so much. And we've been trying to arrange for us to do this for such a long time. And I'm just so happy that finally we made it work.
I know, me too. I'd love to start with your business transformation because I'm so inspired when I see this happen and in a way there's a parallel for myself, right? I had a film career and then I decided to make a completely right turn. So will you tell me a little bit about how, so it's the 2000s and you're kind of like this huge pop star. What was it that made you, because if you're anything like me, like a few years before you actually started to ideate a business, you were thinking about it, right?
Yeah.
So what happened? Take me back to that time and tell me where the seed started to germinate. Were you sick of performing? Like, what happened?
You know, I've always loved fashion and I've always loved beauty. And I had a lot of fun with the Spice Girls, you know, when growing up, strong focus on dance and musical theater. And I'm so thankful and grateful for my time with the Spice Girls and the support of the fans and, you know, and traveling around the world with the girls really was incredible. But deep down, my real passion was fashion. And it started with empowering boys and girls through music. And now it's about empowering both through fashion and beauty as well. And I remember performing at Madison Square Garden, and I had just started my own brand, and I'd been running around the city. I think I'd been doing press interviews, and I remember turning up for sound check, putting down the Birkin bag, picking up a microphone, and going from being, you know, a businesswoman to a performer. And it was just time for me to really focus on my true passion. And it was time to make that change, you know?
And it's quite brave in a way to make a shift like that, I think, because you had this huge job as a pop star and you could have kept going. And I think, did people, like, I know when I started Goop, people were like, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you doing this? You know, and I felt like, I felt sort of on the spot to explain why. Did you feel that way?
Very aware of people's preconceptions. I remember Marc Jacobs saying to me, you know, it's about the product. As long as the product is good,
yeah,
then, you know, then people can say they don't like it, but no one can say it's rubbish. Make sure the quality is always good. And so ultimately, it really was about creating what I was looking for, what I desired, not trying to run before I could walk, and really learning about the business and building the business in the right way. And I've always been so hands-on every step of the way. And even now, there's not a single part of the process that I'm not involved with, whether that's, you know, the inspiration behind a collection, picking the fabric. I obsess over every single detail. I love what I do. I'm so passionate about what I do. I think people would be quite surprised at how multifaceted it is and quite what goes into creating a collection,
yeah,
and a show, and yeah, then a selling campaign. And that's for both fashion and beauty. So it's always ultimately about the product. I think that's mm-hmm. the most important thing. And, you know, I'm very honest. I don't want to produce anything until I believe that it really is best in class. That's mm-hmm. very important. You know, and with beauty, whether that's the formulas, making sure that the formulas are not compromised, but are clean, you know, a strong focus on clean beauty, being inclusive. And, you know, that takes time. And I obsess over every single detail. Is the component right? You know, right. Not just the formulas, the packaging.
Are you a perfectionist in all areas of your life, would you say?
I am. I'm a perfectionist and I'm very disciplined as well. You know, I mean, I remember when we first met years ago and do you remember we were at dinner? I think we were at Giorgio Baldi in Los Angeles when I first moved there, and we were at dinner with Mr. Valentino and Giancarlo.
That's right. I thought we were at Medeo. Weren't we at Medeo?
Actually, maybe it was. You're right. Yes, I think it was.
That's right. My God. When you moved and did we talk about our perfectionism, our shared disease of perfectionism at the dinner table?
We might have done, because I was pregnant with Harper at the time. And I remember saying to you, you know, what do you do to work out? And you were doing a specific workout at the time. You're doing a lot of Tracy Anderson, I think.
Yep.
And I then got into it and I did it almost every day for years and years and years.
I'm still on it, girl. I'm still on the Tracy all these years later. So tell me about this discipline of yours. What does that look like? Like, is it around exercise, food? Like, what is the...
Wellness is just really important to me. I remember you saying, actually, I remember reading a quote where you said, you know, working out, it's just what you do. It's like cleaning your teeth. Yeah. Did you say that?
I did.
You said you wouldn't just not do that. So it's just what you do. It's your routine every day. And I'm pretty much the same. You know, I get up, I work out 5 days a week.
What do you do?
I do weight training. So I lift heavy weights. Myself and David often work out together.
Cute.
I start while he does a school run, and then he joins me. I do about an hour and a half, an hour and 45 minutes every day.
Wow.
And then David makes David makes the protein shakes afterwards. And then we get ready and we both go our separate ways to work. But it's just something that I feel that I have to do to prepare myself mentally, you know, for the day. You know, I'm looking after, well, obviously, you know, two of the kids are older now, but, you know, I'm a mom. I've got four kids running a fashion brand and a beauty brand. And for me, being healthy, being relatively strict about the way that I eat and the way that I work out, you know, is what I have to do. It's about balance. I have a healthy diet, but, you know, I like to have fun as well. You know, I love to have a glass of wine or two, or, you know, or a tequila. You know, I enjoy my life as well. You know, I think that I am very strict, but at the same time, I want to enjoy life.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think it's really important, especially for women in this modern era who have so much responsibility on our plates. We've sort of overburdened ourselves with all this responsibility of job and motherhood. And it's like, you've got to be able to blow off steam and have fun.
Oh my God. You know, I absolutely. And I think that I really enjoy my life. You know, I've recently had a big birthday.
I saw that on my Instagram. Happy 50th.
Thank you so much. I had the best time and I feel really content with where I am right now. I feel very blessed with my family, my personal life, but also, you know, professionally as well.
How is it having a married kid?
Yeah, I know. How did that happen?
That is so fucking weird. Like, I know, a married kid.
Do you know, time goes so quickly, so quickly. I feel like I just had Brooklyn 5 minutes ago and here he is, you know, married and, you know, living over the other side of the world. And
you're going to be granny soon.
You know, I don't know what I'm going to be called. My goodness. I don't know.
Not granny. Let's think of a better name than that. I don't want to be called granny.
No. Me neither. But yeah, you know, I'm proud of all the kids. You know, they work really hard. They all have their individual passions. They are nice, sweet, kind, hardworking, humble humans, you know, and I'm very proud of them.
That's not an easy feat. I mean, especially like growing up in the public eye the way they did. And it's, how did you instill in them? Were you really strict on manners? What was your parenting philosophy?
Absolutely. I mean, we are strict. And I think it's all about communication. We're a very close family. And I think it really is about being present and communicating. You know, I really do feel that I've been the best mom that I could be. But at the same time, it hasn't been at the compromise of, you know, of my relationship with my husband. I've also been able to have a career. And that's because I've had a support system with my parents and David's parents as well that have been very involved with bringing the children up. Yeah. But it really is about communicating with the kids and being present.
You can see how connected you are to your kids. You know, sometimes you see, like, I know you just a little bit and admired you from afar, but you can, certain celebrities, you know, you really can get a sense. And I get such a strong sense of you guys as a unit. It's really sweet to see.
Thank you so much. I mean, we've brought our children up how we were brought up, you know. I mean, obviously the circumstances are very different and our children have privileges that myself and David didn't have, but fundamentally it's about love and respecting. You know, we've always really respected our parents and having boundaries and being relatively strict without stifling at the same time. You know, our kids are good, kind human beings. They have personalities, you know, they're fun at the same time. At my birthday, each one of the children wrote a little speech and they got up on stage and they were so eloquent and it was so heartfelt what they said. And they're talking, you know, in front of quite a, you know, a room full of adults.
Tom Cruise, no less.
Tom Cruise was there, and you know, Harpa, she's 12 years old, and she wrote her own speech, and she started by saying, I've never done anything like this before. And she was sweet and kind and funny and humble. And I really felt very proud of all of them.
Amazing. That's so great. But didn't you, I mean, I thought you were called Posh Spice because you did come from Means, or is that not true?
You know, it wasn't until the documentary that I realized that actually I always said working class. And then I said, but you know, my dad took me to school in a Rolls Royce. Turned out I wasn't. I was called Posh Spice because I was the one that liked designer clothes. I liked nice restaurants. Okay. You know, so I got the nickname of Posh.
Because you like posh things.
Exactly. It was definitely no more than a nickname.
It was a good nickname, though.
Let's take a quick break to talk about one of our partners.
Every month at Goop, our beauty editors do a roundup on their current beauty obsessions. The team always gives the best advice on what the pros do to get incredible skin, the kind of skin that glows and has everyone asking, have you had work done and can I get the number? The Lima laser has made it to the top of their list many times, and for good reason. It's a powerful at-home beauty device that delivers impressive results in weeks. This FDA-cleared laser helps rejuvenate skin from the base layer for beautiful, radiant, healthy-looking skin. It works on almost all skin types and tones and on face and body with no pain or downtime. Just use it on the area you'd like to treat for as little as 3 minutes a day. And in 12 weeks with a daily routine, you'll be amazed by the change. On the heels of Lima's revolutionary layer is Lima Skincare. The two-step serum and cream is a highly active skincare protocol, unlike any other. It launched to a 30,000 person waitlist and was engineered to tackle hydration, redness, elasticity, fine lines, wrinkles, and more. You can use Lima's serum and cream duo alone or in combination with the Lima laser for accelerated results and ultimate skin benefits. Head to goop.com now to learn more and shop the Lima Laser and Lima Skincare Starter Kits.
Okay, let's get back to the conversation.
I saw the documentary. It was so good. I absolutely loved it. It was great. And, you know, I didn't know very much about soccer or football and David's whole career, which was so amazing. It was great. And it was really nice how you guys sort of opened up. Was that weird to kind of open your life up to that? Or how did you get comfortable with that?
We know this documentary is very much about David and celebrating his journey.
But you're like the co-star big time.
Oh, stop.
You are.
No, you know, I didn't realize originally that really it was going to be about the family. And so when David said about doing a few interviews, I mean, obviously, you know, I've always been there to support him and I'm so proud of everything he has achieved. But it was quite the process. Funnily enough, after I did some filming, I turned to my friend and I said, my God, I don't know how actresses do it. I just don't know how they did it. And then we did an ad off the back of the documentary for it was like an ad for the Super Bowl. And it took all day to do this advert. And I turned to my hairdresser at the time and I was like, my God, I know how Cate Blanchett feels. And he said, are you actually comparing what you have just done in like a Super Bowl ad to Cate Blanchett? And I was like, yeah, because it's such a process. I mean, you got a light and then you got a relight and, you know, yeah. I don't know how you do it.
I don't. I quit years ago. It's too tedious for me.
It is. It's really hard work.
I went the Victoria Beckham way of quitting my main job and starting a business. I want to ask you about the business again before I forget, because like for somebody who's as detailed oriented as you are and so involved, I'm the same way. You didn't take the CEO title ever, right? You just,
oh,
like for me, it took me a long time until my board said, you know, we think you should be CEO and you should do this. And, you know, time will tell if it was a good decision or not. But for me, it's been interesting to sort of parse out like the creative piece and the consumer facing piece and the CEO piece. And frankly, I feel like it's really hard. I don't know how much longer I can do both things, but with your level of involvement, were you really intentional about what you were going to do every day and what areas you were going to really index into and what you were going to leave for other people to do?
I think delegating was initially difficult for me because I like to be in control. I'm very passionate about what I do. My name is on the label.
Yeah.
I had a vision, but it got to a stage where, you know, I couldn't do everything on my own.
Yeah.
I'm very much creative, but at the same time, I'm an owner and a founder as well.
Yeah.
So though I'm not a CEO, I'm very hands-on and very involved with the business side of things as well. But, you know, I surround myself with an incredible team of people that support me.
Does the CEO report into you? But what is the structure, like the governance structure?
I have two CEOs. So I have one for beauty and I have one for fashion. I'm very close to both. My time really is split between the two brands.
Right.
And close relationship with them, and obviously we have board meetings regularly, and so I'm very involved, you know, from the design of the clothes to the music at the show to the casting, you know, to, you know, how we merchandise in the sales showroom as well. So yeah, that's, I would great. Say I'm a control freak, but you know, I have such an incredible team. Mm-hmm. And I feel very lucky to have them around me as well. Because at this level, you have to be able to delegate.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I've really just people in these roles.
Yeah. I'm hearing, by the way, a ton about your beauty brand, and people are like obsessed and really like coveting it. It's really sought after. Will you tell me about first of all, when did you decide you wanted to go into beauty? And then what are the values behind it? Like, why, what is it that people are so obsessed? Is that an alcoholic beverage?
Do you know what this is? This is actually a sparkling water in a very daddy looking glass with ice cubes in it.
I got so excited. I was like, it's Friday. If VB is drinking, I'm gonna go get some whiskey down from the cabinet, but now I'm not going to.
Well, I did a collaboration with Estee Lauder quite a few years ago. And when they approached me, I was so excited because I've loved beauty for longer than I can remember. And they came to see me in LA, and I had spent years obsessing over beauty. And I had an entire dining room table full of makeup that I collected, little samples that makeup artists had mixed for me, products that had been discontinued. And I think they were probably, well, I know they were very surprised at how obsessed with product I really was, having worked with the best makeup artists in the industry since I was probably about 18 years old, you know, working with the Spice Girls. So I really had a point of view of what I wanted to create. So I created a little collection with Estee Lauder that was an enormous success that proved that there was an appetite for Victoria's Secret. But I knew that to do it in the way that I wanted to do it, I had to do it on my own, you know, with a strong focus on clean. So really looking at the formulas and making sure that the products, you know, did what I wanted them to do, but that I was really paying attention to the formulas and the ingredients, and also being inclusive. And I knew that to do it in my way, I had to do it on my own.
Right.
So then I started my own brand. And
did you raise money separately to do that?
I did. Yeah, nice. I did. And for me, it was always important that, you know, the product had to be good. Yeah. It was always about the product and really focusing on the formulas and not compromising. And yeah, it's been incredible. You That's know, I enjoy the process so much.
And it's a really fast growing business. Isn't that right?
Yes. Yeah, it has. And we recently launched fragrance as well. Yeah. And again, you know, that is not a license. That is something that I own myself, as is the beauty. And I've been working on those fragrances for 8 years now. Oh, and I, you know, I've taken my time with them because for me, it was about making sure that I knew how to execute myself before putting anything out there, you know, really taking my time and not compromising. I think that's the thing. It's about not compromising.
And then sometimes that makes growth slower, right? You know, that's been the same in my case too. Like certain things have come out and I'm like, this is not ready. Like we're not going to release this, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Ultimately, I want to be honest. And I think it's about not rushing, right?
Who is your customer? Like describe her to me.
I would say, you know, it's interesting because I recently did a high street collaboration.
And Oh, no way. Which one?
With Mango. With Mango.
Nice.
And I thought it was interesting because just when you think you know who your customer is, you're then introduced to a whole new demographic who then becomes your customer.
Yeah.
So it's hard to say exactly how old she is or who is she. You know, I want to empower predominantly women, but men as well of all different ages. Mm. And as time goes on, you know, and as my collections evolve, both with fashion and with beauty, I think that brings a whole new demographic and introduces to new communities along the way.
Are your kids are they curious about business? And like with you and David, you know, as sort of leading the way, where do you think they might go into?
They all have different interests and want to do different things, you know, which is great.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, to support them. And it would be hard to say which one. I mean, they all do such different things. You know, Brooklyn is interested in business. Romeo is currently playing soccer. And then we've got Cruz, who's into music. And Harper, who is absolutely beauty obsessed.
She'll take over your beauty business. Do you guys live in London? Where do you live?
We live in London, but we travel a lot. So I go between London and Paris.
Okay.
My beauty team are based in New York. So I spend a lot of time in New York, actually. And then we also spend time in Miami because my husband owns a
football club there with that Messi joined, right?
Correct. Yeah. Right. And so we love spending time in Miami. So we travel quite a lot, but most of the time I'd say I'm between London and New York.
And where does Harper, where does she go to school? In London or?
London.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, she does.
How long have you guys been married now?
We're about to be married 25 years.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah, the 27 years.
Together 27. Right. That was so sweet in the documentary watching you. I mean, you looked so young. It was so sweet.
I know.
So what's the secret? I mean, you guys have been together a long time. How do you keep orienting back towards each other?
Yeah. I think that, you know, we enjoy each other's company.
I mean, you can see that, I mean, in the documentary.
You know, I think that we have so much respect for each other and each other's careers and passions. And I mean, I couldn't do what I do if I didn't have a husband that was so supportive.
Yeah.
You know, he really has supported me on so many levels. And I do the same for him. You know, I want to make him feel like the best version of himself. Yeah. And he does the same for me. And we both work really hard, try to be the best parents that we can.
Yeah.
Fundamentally, we share the same values. We really do. We work hard, but we like to laugh as well. We have a lot of fun together. We really do. And I think that's important. We genuinely enjoy each other's company, you know. Yeah. And I love him more now than, when I first met him, you know, we've grown together and I feel very thankful and grateful that I've done so much in my career and given so much to my children, but it hasn't been at the compromise of my relationship.
Yeah.
It's like a juggling act. You know what it's like when you're trying to work and be a mom and be a wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. the all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
So what are there little things that like, what are the things that you do or the rules that you have around like, I don't know, like, are there things that you guys practice to keep the marriage always like on a nice bubble? Like, do you travel alone? Like, do you have kids trips away from the kids ever or anything like that?
Yeah, we like to do that. Spend as much time together as we can, you know, I think is really important. You know, when we're in London, you know, as a family, we make sure that we regularly, you know, we're always eating dinner together, you know, us and the children and talking about our day. And, you know, it's basic things like that that I think are really, really important.
Yeah. You know what I had never realized was how awful the press was to David when he was going through all that World Cup stuff. So do you have like, what are your tools to get through something tough like that now or then? Like, do you have therapy or do you meditate or do you like, is David just your guy that you sort of process through stuff with? Like, how do you get through those tougher times?
I mean, I think, isn't that the great thing about getting older? You really give a shit less. Now, how do you get through it? I really couldn't care less. If you don't like me, fair enough. I like me. And that's, yeah, that's good.
But that's what happens when you turn 50. You'll see, like, first it happens a little bit when you turn 40. But when you, like, you'll see now that you're 50, you'll be like, I don't give a fuck. Like, this is so good. So freeing.
And isn't that great? But, you know, that's not the case when you're younger and, you know, you're vulnerable. And it was happening to us when we had a little baby and you feel protective over that child. And so, you know, it was certainly a moment.
And the British press is really like in a league of their own. I mean, you know, I lived there for a long time. It's crazy.
I didn't know you lived in London.
I did. I lived in London for like 10 years. I lived in Belsize Park.
And my goodness.
My daughter was born there. And I think I was there when you were here a lot. When did you live in LA?
Gosh, when was that? I think 2007 we moved to LA.
Yeah. So I was in London when you were here.
I loved living in LA. You talked about hiking earlier. We used to love hiking. We used to hike all the time. Half used to sit in one of those little things on David's front. Yeah.
The baby Bjorn thing.
Yes. Yes.
What did you love about living in LA?
We just loved it. I mean, we lived in Spain for 4 years.
Yeah.
And then we moved to LA. So moving to LA was great. I feel that that's really where I, you know, accepted and began to love me. You know, I feel that I loved my time in LA. It's where I really focused on my brand, got to know myself. I used to go to the Crystal Farm. I don't even know if it's still there. There was a Crystal Farm along the PCH on the way to Malibu.
By Topanga.
And I used to love going to the Crystal Farm and I filled my house with crystals and I just love the energy of LA. It really does bring back really happy memories. Loved it. And actually that was the story behind one of my fragrances, San Ysidro Drive.
Oh.
This is all about my time in LA and me loving me, you know, for the first time, probably.
What do you think it was about LA that kind of opened that door for you to love yourself?
I don't know. I from the moment that we arrived, you know, we just loved it. I met really great people there. Like I said, I really started to focus on the fashion and it was just we had a great life, you know, with children, you know, I had half of when I was in LA, but the boys went to great schools and we used to hike a lot and we'd go surfing. We really enjoyed the LA lifestyle and met great people when we lived there.
Do you come back ever?
We do. I mean, not as much as I would like, but we do come. Brooklyn lives in LA. My son lives there.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Where was that gorgeous country house in the documentary?
That's in Oxfordshire.
In Oxfordshire.
It's about an hour and a half outside of London.
It looks beautiful.
It's so nice. So we go between London and Oxfordshire when we're there.
Do you go weekends?
Yeah. Yeah. We try to as much as we can. Mm. Yeah.
So what is your experience of being an expat, like whether it's Spain or LA, like if there's ever discomfort, like, or comfort, what is it that you have liked or not liked about being an expat?
I mean, I'm very social. So I really, you know, everywhere that we've lived, I've met great people. And I'm always really thankful and grateful.
Are you open with people? Like, are you trusting or does it take a while?
I'm really trusting, probably too trusting and probably too open.
Me too.
People often say, God, I bet you don't trust anyone. I really do. For me, everyone is nice and honest and trustworthy until they prove otherwise.
Yeah.
I enjoy meeting people, and I've met great people, whether that's living in London, Spain, or LA, you know.
I have a question for you from my beauty team who are obsessed.
Okay.
They want to know what sorcery you put in your lip liners.
Oh, what's the lip liners are great.
No, they are obsessed. I love the oil cleanser.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, the cleansers are great.
Heaven.
Thank you so much.
But what's with these lip liners?
You know, I obsess over every single detail, every formula. You know, I've been wearing makeup and, like I said, working with the best makeup artist for longer than I can remember, and for me it's about the little details. Mm-hmm. and I'm a perfectionist, you know, and I think for me I never want to compromise. I obsess over every single detail, so ultimately by the time I put anything out there, I do believe it's the best in class, you know.
But what is it, what's in the lip liner that makes it so everyone's so obsessed with it?
I think it's not just the formulas, it's about folk really obsessing over the colors. You know, when I created the lip liners, it was about creating the perfect nude lip, no matter what your skin tone is.
Mm.
It's a lot about making sure that we're inclusive. You know, that's very important to me. So it's about getting the shades right as well as the formulas, so every single person out there can find the perfect nude lip, the perfect smoky eye, you know, about being really inclusive. And that was another reason why I knew I had to do this on my own, because that was very, very important to me.
What is it about inclusivity that's one of your main pillars of inspiration?
It's very important that everybody can find what works for them. That was always very important to me.
Mm-hmm. How long are you going to be in New York for on this trip?
Just a few days. I'm actually here shooting the campaign for my fourth fragrance.
Nice.
So, yeah. And I love being here. I love the energy of New York. Like I said, I have a team here. So it's great to get together with the team. So I always really enjoy my time here. Yeah. It's always a packed schedule. So I don't get a huge opportunity to go out and explore and do too much. Mm. But I just love the energy of being here.
Are there other verticals that you want to add to Victoria Beckham?
What do you mean by vertical? That's a jazzy word, Gwyneth.
Oh, sorry. I mean, like, you know, you have fashion, now you have beauty. Have you ever thought about doing home or any other, or food or any other? That's what they call them, verticals, you know?
Oh, you know, I would love to. I mean, there are so many things that interest me, but like I said, I really like to be so hands-on with everything. Mm-hmm. But moment I'm really focusing on fashion and beauty. You know, I take what I do very seriously, and like I said, I own these businesses. These are not licenses.
Yeah.
And I would be worried that to try and do anything else, I wouldn't be able to. I wouldn't have the time. Mm-hmm. You know, because yeah, I really
absolutely
every detail. But
I think people underestimate, you know, I know there are a ton of celebrity brands, and I don't judge how anybody wants to do it. I think, you know, you want to be involved in a business. I think it's fantastic and expansive and everything, but I don't think people necessarily understand when you're building something brick by brick, how, you know, the workload, how incredibly difficult it is than, you know, putting your name on or white labeling something.
Look, I think that there's so many different models, and I think that I have been building my fashion brand for 17 years.
Yeah.
And it's been really, really tough.
Yeah.
And finally, I'm profitable. You know, its own right Great. Is profitable. And that's something that I'm so proud of.
You should know. Be. Well done.
Well, because it's really difficult, and it's about working hard, surrounding yourself with the right people, and just, you know, being honest, and just, it's about hard work. And I think you're right. It is, it's a very different approach to just putting your name on something. Yeah. And I think there's nothing wrong with that, but that was not Agreed. My approach.
Yeah.
This is what I do. I don't sing anymore. This is my job. Yeah. You know, I obsess over these details 7 days a week, as you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I love it. I mean, I'm so passionate about it. I love what I do. I feel very blessed to have this creative outlet, and I'm so proud of these businesses, mm-hmm. you know. And now showing in Paris really is the icing on the cake. That oh, has wow. really taken my businesses to the next level. And we have worked really, really hard to earn the right to be there.
Yeah.
You know,
what you said, you know, it's been really hard along the way. Are there certain times in growing a business, and God, could I tell you 50 on my side, like that you look back and you think like, this was a particularly hard lesson that I had to learn, but I'm so glad that I had to learn it. Is there any like specific?
You know, I think that delegating is hard. And you delegate, and you know, you put people in a position, and sometimes it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And when your name's on the label,
yeah,
you know,
the people part is hard. It's hard.
It's really, really hard. And finally, I have the most incredible team, but it takes time to find the right team and people that you can trust and people that really are excellent.
You have the thing that I had, you know, I had the thing where like I would find somebody and they would work there, or they would be with us for a long time. And then even if it wasn't right, I was really slow to make a transition. Was that hard for you? Like to step in and decide, okay, this person isn't right for the company anymore. So I always drag that out.
Yeah. Well, I think that, listen, we put people in a position and we want them to thrive, right? Yeah, we want definitely. Them to be great. And I think that I've learned so much over the years. Yeah. I really have. And like I said, there's been ups, there's been downs. There was a pandemic. I mean, my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, things make us stronger. And I can honestly say that I'm so proud of where I am now. And I feel that now I've laid the foundations, and now I can really start building the house that I really, really have always dreamed of. And I am very, very ambitious, not afraid of hard work. I'm just scratching the surface. And now I am in a position to really build the house.
That's so great. I love seeing you all fired up about it. It's so fantastic. It's exciting. I have no doubt that you're going to take it as far as you plan to.
Thank you so much.
What, before I let you go, what do you have a favorite Spice Girls song?
Do I have a favorite Spice Girls song? Gosh, do I? I mean, they were all pretty. I actually did a little performance, Gwyneth, at my birthday party.
You did not.
Can't lie, had a bit of alcohol, seemed like a good idea, and I did have a lot of fun. Gosh, favorites. I like Say You'll Be There. I do like Say You'll Be There. I don't know if it's the song or the cat suit.
What is that one? How does it go?
It was, I'm not going to sing it to you, my goodness. No, I'm not going to sing it to you, but Say You'll Be There.
Say because You'll also, Be There.
That was the video that my husband was watching when he said, I'm going to marry the one in the PVC catsuit. So it brings back really lovely memories, that song. Yeah.
My favorite is, what is the name of it? It goes like, free your mind and soul together, a dream of you and me together. Say,
oh, yeah.
Believe it.
You become one.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, that was good. There were so many great songs, wasn't there? I mean, I really am so thankful.
It's amazing.
It really is. And every so often people are like, oh, you're going to go back on tour. I am not going to go back on tour. On the record. But I love that time and I'm so thankful and I still love the girls and appreciative of the fans. But yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what people say to me. Are you going to go back and make a movie? And I say, well, I just couldn't. I couldn't if I wanted to right now with my job. And it's clear that you're so stuck in. I mean, how could you go on tour? You're running a business. You're creating all this stuff.
No, exactly. But I have to say, I've recently been re-watching The Talented Mr. Ripley because it's inspiration behind my last pre-collection.
Was it really? That's so nice.
It really was. It really was.
I was little baby in that movie.
Do you miss it? The acting?
Not at all. Like, no. Not at all. I don't know if it means there's something wrong with me or what, but I never think about it. I never daydream about, oh, maybe one day, like never. It's really weird. I don't know why, but I really love what I'm doing. Like you, I love growing my business. I love obsessing about every detail and trying to like deliver amazing product. And I don't know, I'm just so in it. I can't imagine, you know, going on location somewhere. Although now, you know, my son is going to college in August and my stepson is too. And we're going to have an empty nest. So I don't know what is going to be in store for me. I feel like I'm on the precipice of some kind of change. I don't know what it is, but I can kind of feel it coming.
Wow.
You're lucky that you still have a little one. I mean, 12 is pretty, you've got some years left.
I know.
So cute.
It happens so quickly though. They grow up so quickly.
I know. It's crazy. I can't believe my son is 18.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Well, you'll have some wild parties, Gwyneth. That's what you do when you've got an empty house.
Sure.
A lot of fun. All those things you could do.
Oh, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Lots of love.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode with Victoria Beckham. You can shop her fashion line at victoriabeckham.com and her beauty line at victoriabeckhambeauty.com. This has been a presentation of Cadence 13 Studios. I hope you'll listen, follow, rate, and review all of our episodes, which are available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, or wherever you get your podcasts.